right. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us, for our group, to be heard worldwide. What we think is great material presented by Winfree, located in Sedona, Arizona. Myself, my name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in California, in the town of Magalia. This is, as usual, a simulcast conference call with the radio show. We have two great people here so far. And I thank you all for being here, for listening in. Tonight is the call where you can online submit questions per email to Win. And if it applies, he will present that question to the Elohim group with the Ra group, which is channeled by our beautiful sister, Terry Brown, also located in Sedona, Arizona. We are a few minutes early, 4 minutes away from the hour. Again, thank you for being here. And we wait for more people to show up.
And we're waiting for that big black helicopter to come in.
Yep. Not here yet. We also do every day, 7 days a week, a call at a conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is the whole planet healing call. You can also find some information at www.wholeplanethealing.com, where you will see the phone number, access code, and that website is not all the way completed yet, but at least you get some idea. On that call, we have quite a few people that are regulars, being there every day, and Win usually starts with the recording and calling in the lights around 7:10. And then it lasts like 10 minutes to 15 minutes, where we put stuff, or actually Win does it. He has the mic, put stuff into the love lights, planetary stuff, like we do on the Sunday call. And it really resonates with myself and many people. I think it is something great we can do with little effort. I believe that we might have quite an impact for the highest good of all concerned here on this tiny planet we're at while we're here. All right. I don't see the announcement email yet for tonight's call. However, we do have, you got questions, we got answers. That is what will be presented tonight. And as we wait for more people to come on board, I might play another tune. And Happy New Year to everyone. Yeah, please instrument one. I'll just stop it as soon as another person calls in. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the call.
Hi. Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Good evening to you, and welcome.
Thank you.
Devin, Oregon.
Voice.
And Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being here. And welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. How are you?
Hi. Okay. Thank you.
All right. My great gratitude to you for another year. Having, you know, last year and this year coming up. Thank you so much what you're doing for the many. All right, and we are at 6 o'clock. Welcome to all those that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here tonight. The helicopter is not visible yet.
He called a few minutes ago to remind me, so he should be here soon.
All right. So he is sharp. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Good evening to you, Rick, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, who else?
Hello, hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, I'm good. How are you?
Right, doing good, thank you.
Good.
Another person.
Lane in Sedona.
Hi, Lane, welcome to the call.
Hi, Lane.
Hi.
How are you, Lane?
Very well, how are you?
Good. Thank you for being here. And somebody
thank
else
you.
Called in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Ellen in Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Ellen.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. I see the helicopter. Good evening, helicopter. Welcome to the call. You must be the most wonderful person on this planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe you should just say awesome, okay?
Welcome, Ben. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. I welcome this person still. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is Chris Memphis.
Hey, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
All right. I will turn off the things. Our live BS.
Is Terry here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi.
All right.
Now, Terry is actually the most wonderful person in the world, okay? And
I have to thank Lena for helping so much.
Oh, I second that Terry is the most wonderful person in the world.
You know, it is a challenge to keep Terry grounded. You guys have no idea.
They get too much on the other side.
She gets too much on the other side, and she walks around and, where am I?
How do I get back to this side?
You know what might work is to put you use the ground from your electrical system in the house and attach it to your body at night when you sleep.
Did you try that, Hive?
I have done it like once or so, but I never. I do have one of those a friend who made a special screen for it and said that something wrong.
Because I actually
don't hook it up wrong.
No,
hook it up wrong.
I'll take all your energy away.
I actually bought a thing that does that. It plugs into the wall. Somebody, you know, they're really inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Somebody was making them, and then you put a little wire around your finger, right? Mm-hmm. And I tried it. I'm not sure I noticed anything, but I tried it with Terry, and if she could remember to use it, it would be good. That's a challenge when somebody's out of their body. You can tell them something.
Right now, the op-ite is helpful.
Yeah.
OTT site.
You know, Lena comes over every day and helps Terry. And helps her work, helps. She does whatever's needed. And she's just volunteering by and large. So we're just so grateful to have her. And it's like, in any case, we are almost ready. And I didn't send out my email today. And we all get spaced out here, you know, the more we do. You know, it's just like, you know, the thing about it is the more we do, the more responsibilities we have. The more people send me emails that I need to answer or try to answer. If I didn't answer one of your emails, send it again. I do try to answer it, but at some point, you know, I'm going to have to I have to figure out what my priorities are.
You move it on to your secretary.
I need a secretary. Yeah, well, in most cases, people can't answer an email, okay? I mean, you know, but, you know, we'll get to it. You know, if we had enough money, I would be hiring people to help with that, because I can't expect people to do those things unless they're rich or financially independent in some way and that have enough ability to compose an email. Otherwise, we'll just be calling me and saying, what should I write this person? And what should I write that person? So, who is that?
Wow, what was that?
That was, I don't know. But in any case, I thank all of you. Hang on a second. I'll start the recording.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is January 4th, 2017. Welcome to the new year, everybody. This is our Wednesday call where people submit questions. And I was just going to say I thank you all, to all the people who are regularly checking in to Whole Planet Healing. And I've widely announced it, you know. I just wanted to make sure without a doubt that I could do it, that I wanted to do it, that the energy would come in, that, you know, and actually, new people are showing up without me even announcing it, or they're finding it one way or another. But I'm preparing myself to do a big campaign for that. And, you know, one thing that just quickly to address it, is I am on a learning curve. I don't know how to do what I'm doing. I have to learn it by doing it. And, you know, when there's new people coming in, I need to learn how to introduce it to them in a really short period of time. And, you know, our work is so comprehensive. And it covers so much material. And many of you that are coming into Whole Planet Healing are aware of our work and aware of what we're doing and have come into the Sunday calls and have felt the energy on the lines. And when a bunch of new people come in, they're not aware of any of that. And, of course, I can't make them aware in the initial thing. I can just say a few things, but I have to figure out what I need to say that makes them feel included. So sometimes we go over and I take too long. And if any of you are saying, oh, when there's wind going long again, please forgive me and just hang up and come back the next day, okay? Because my goal is to not do a 20-minute introduction, to do a 5-minute introduction. But, you know, it's not easy to make something simple. It's not obvious what I need to say. To make it simple, that keys people in and gets their anticipation up. So forgive me if It's not. I'm not talking because I like to talk, okay? That's not the reason. I'm talking because I'm feeling it out, and we're developing kind of, there's two things going on. We're developing a core group of people. So if a bunch of new people come in, the old people don't feel they're not important, because they are, because they're holding the energy for the call. The other thing is that I'm trying to learn how to present what we do, which could take all day, truthfully, try to present something in 5 minutes that helps get people centered on the energy of the call. So please excuse me. You know, Dimitri, who is the greeting people, really doesn't like it when the call goes over, and I can understand that. He says, when you're going to lose the regulars, when you're going to lose the regulars, well, I don't want to do that, but I want to create a format. I'm learning how to talk to people in such a way that they become, go into a state of anticipation, and they feel prepared when we start the call. So just explaining that. So if you're one of the regulars and you're saying, there's Lynn talking again, you kind of understand the process that's going on. And you can hear me getting better because I do get better. I learn. But I don't prepare in advance. I can't prepare in advance what I'm going to say. I can't. I have to feel the energy. Like when I talk, I can feel your energy. I don't feel it individually. I don't feel like, oh, I'm not, you know, there's Chris or there is Hives. But I can feel the group energy. And I can feel when the energy is coming back and when I lose it. And then for something like Whole Planet Healing, when there's new people coming in, I'm feeling all that energy. And if I don't say something, I'll feel the energy of all the people saying, thinking, what the hell is this? What's he doing? He's a weirdo. Da, 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 da. So I try to say something. I'm trying to learn how to say something that helps get people in the groove. So just giving a little explanation for that and asking you to bear with me. And if for some reason I am, how can I say it, talking too long, okay? Let's see. Then hang up and come back tomorrow, because I'm doing my best not to do that. Even for myself, I'm very busy. I got so many things to do. And I don't want to spend an hour on that line every day, you know? And I don't usually spend an hour, okay? But, hey, if Tina is listening, who sent me a question, okay? And I got your question. Send me a quick email where you tell me what city you're in. Let me see. She sent me another email. Okay, hang on a second. Oh, Terry, do you know what's the phone number for this call? Do you know?
No. Are you talking about BBS? Yeah.
No. Never mind.
What do you mean?
For tonight's call, Vin, where we are on right now, or?
Here we go. I got it. Here we go. I got the number. Trying to. I don't know. 641-715-3655. What? And then it's like 897-676.
You're cutting out, man. Repeat that access code again.
Well, I don't need to repeat it here because everyone that's on this line is called the number, okay?
All right? I just
emailed the lady, okay? Okay? So, okay, we're ready. All right, let's go into our questions for tonight. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. Now, I'm just going to make this comment, and if any of you that are listening want to send a question in and don't know how to do it, you send the question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And be sure and put your city in your question, okay? And that comes into a special email. Sometimes people send them to me, to my regular email, and I miss them. I have to make it easy on myself. So if it goes to that email, I get it, usually, okay? And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is for Ron. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are honored to be with you, and we are experiencing echo.
Is your phone ringing?
It's my phone?
Yes.
It's when I'm talking that there's echo. When Isis talking, there is not echo.
Okay. Now, if I mute myself, let's do a test here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
When I mute myself, Terry, I'm going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I mute myself and talk and see if you still hear echo.
All right. We focus in and we are available as an energy source, as an intelligent source, as a light source for each and every person who tunes in. Your echo does go on.
Now, was there echo?
No.
And now, is there echo now?
We are tuning in, and there is echo.
Okay. I will try to mute myself when you're talking so that there's no echo to disturb you, okay?
All right.
Do
you have questions?
Yes. The first question is from Don Herman in Ohio. And do the sources have any information on who built the ancient stone complexes at Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, and Puma Puncu, P-U-N-C-U, in Bolivia. And what was their function? Let me spell the city in Turkey. G-O-B-E-K-L-I-T-E-P-E in Turkey. And
so that it was an ancient civilization that was prominent thousands of years ago and was made underground as there was changes on Earth that would bring it to destruction. So it was buried. There are statues on the walls that contain information about the civilization that was at the time building them. It was a unique structure to attempt to retain some of the knowledge of that era, as they knew that the destruction was coming. The other area was connected and was also subject to the destruction that majorly happened on planet Earth. The people from that time were taken off planet, yet the structure survived and it's very hard to understand or to translate the pictures that were said about to preserve in picture form, something about the transition that was happening. Thank you.
Did they know that their civilization was in danger of being destroyed?
Yes.
And when you say they were taken off planet, was
the people were taken off planet.
By space
chase in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who took them off planet?
The civilization was connected with intergalactic space travel and it was common means of transportation from planet to planet earlier on, before 10,000 years ago. And after the destruction, the airports, the spaceports were destroyed. There was no more transportation to the planet. There was no more use to come to the planet as the planet then needed to recover.
Was the entire population moved or just part of the population?
Only part of the population was moved.
And it So they obviously had advanced technology.
Yes.
And it didn't have anything to do with Atlantis, did it? It was in that period.
It was... It was before Atlantis, but there was a connection, a destruction at the time of Atlantis also, but Gotepi was before.
How was it determined who would be moved and who wouldn't?
The people in the cities were moved,
mm-hmm.
but the people that were spread out were not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was only a few cities that were moved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, this is from a person that's anonymous, but I mentioned to Terry who it was prior to the call. And the question is, I have spent years and many techniques working on forgiveness with my father and still find I have not totally forgiven him. And obviously this person had some kind of abuse with her father that put her in some kind of trauma. Please advise me how to totally forgive and finish with this issue. What or how do I do this, do I do now? Thank you.
Thank you. If, like as part of the One Infinite Creator, you tune in to the energies of your father and you experience the energies of your father, the distanceness, the rage, the unacceptance, the lack of forgiveness in your father's part, if you experience what that feels like. And then you, in the experience of it, you are experiencing the rage, the non-acceptance of your father. You are experiencing that. Then, as you as an aspect of the energies of your father, forgive yourself for experiencing that. It will begin to take down the structure of destructiveness, and perhaps he can begin to forgive himself and even experiencing the rage and the non-acceptance that he experienced. That wasn't entirely his creation, but was also his father's creation. And then his father's creation. As we speak, we can begin to see and your great-grandmother's love for your great-grandfather, begin to see the hatred, the rage soften, and your great-grandmother's love begin to be able to be experienced down the chain of command from father to father, the softness the great grandmother. The love of the great grandmother. And the unforgiving rage of the great grandfather. And it has been passed down lifetime after lifetime of genetic ancestors. There is a basic where it came in. And the historic genetic figure that experienced it was like a tyrant. And he was trying to learn to experience power. And he saddled the children with the rage that they experienced at being subjected to the unfair power of the historic ancestor. When you date it back to that and the experience, that rage that the ancestor experienced and how to express his power, his unwielding power, that then started a chain down the genetic line. And you see, he himself had been abused and was overreacting, trying to figure out how to unforgivingly manage and object to and stop what he considered abuse to him. And in so creating, he created abuse down the whole line, like a chain of energy from person to person. And you have been subjected to that rage. And we put shock absorbers around to absorb and drain off the results of the rage that were really meant for some past time, not from person to person as it happened. We, as we see it go from person to person in your ancestry, we see the softness of some of the women and the desire to love to men anyway, and only to take on some of the rage for themselves that they did not really deserve, and their attempt to love their man anyway. As we speak of it, we are moving along behind the energies with our garbage can, sweeping the energy into the garbage can and moving it into the higher realms to be transmuted and to experience in the male line some of the softness of the female line and the desire to share love of the female line of your ancestry. We brush into the sweeper the excess rage and then brush again more of the excess rage and allow the soft come through. And those gentlemen in your past to begin to experience some of the love that they were not able to from some other female one in your history. Thank you.
Thank you. That was really, really beautiful. I wanted to ask the question, why is it that someone would choose to incarnate into a family and a father that would create such difficulties? Is it because it's an opportunity and they have the opportunity energetically and they want a life? Is it because their pattern is clearing that pattern a service to their whole line? What's the reason?
It can be, as the case, the same person coming even back, attempting to handle it, and coming back again and attempting to handle it. And the same woman coming back again, attempting to give love to help handle it. And the same man attempting to handle his rage, attempting to handle his lack of control over power, getting stuck in a rageful incident where it was unjust for him and his overreaction to it and his not knowing how to handle it and coming back over and over again to attempt to do to get the upper hand and to feel that he has finally overcome and won in the original incident.
In a situation like this, and the father has passed, does he stay bound into the person's orbit because of this energy that was created during the life when he was alive?
Does not matter whether he is passed or not. The energy is still there and can be handled.
So in other words, the father is still there in the person's space. And if the person...
The father is in his own space, attempting to lash out.
If the person clears the energy in himself, does that give the father the opportunity to clear it as well?
Every bit helps.
Every bit helps. Thank you. Okay, and there's probably people on this line that have similar patterns with their father or their parents where they have carried an energy that has stuck with them through the lineage into the present time. Is it possible to do a clearing right now for people that have that, even though they didn't ask the question? If they request it,
we prefer to have it be individual because each case is individual.
Okay, so those of you that have issues like this, be sure and ask questions, okay, in the future. And let's go to the next question here. This is from Chris in Memphis. And can I ask tonight the source's perspective on why I had so much interaction with entities, especially as a child?
Thank you. Many people have issues with entities, but do not No, they are not as weird and as sensitive as you are. Is your awareness that allowed you to see them, to know that you were affected by them, and your ability to connect energetically with them? And most people would not have that awareness and would simply disregard them. It is your openness, your awareness, your sensitivity has learned in your past, has opened up in your past life, that has allowed you to see them. And these entities are not usually recognized and are disregarded. So they have, in a sense, come to you, maybe, to taunt you to be aware that they are there. It is a work in progress. As you grow, you become more sensitive. And you learn to treat them in perspective and to dismiss them if they are unkind.
Were the entities that he was dealing with kind of discarnate souls that are fairly close to 3D, or were they coming from?
Yes.
Yeah. They weren't necessarily high angelic sources.
No.
Lower.
And the ones that were bothering him were lower.
Yeah, and they were kind of mixed polarity, perhaps.
Yes, they were attempting to solve their own problems and to antagonize as a source of being recognized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. This is a question from Elena. And Elena is a musician, and she is looking at the idea that there are frequencies that are uplifting and beneficial to people in terms of their healing and their growth. And there are other people that look at this. There's solfeggio frequencies, which I think you commented on in a previous session. And you didn't seem to indicate that they, as I recall, that they were that significant, as I recall. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're significant, but in what way? They are not necessarily predominant. They are significant, though, in their effect that they hear when played. So you have 528, which is 5, 2 is 7, and 8. 7 and 8 is 15. And the result is 6, which is fulfillment. But in order to have fulfillment, you need to work up to it. So to present fulfillment without a platform or without a base is somewhat jumping to the finality without resolving into it. So the stair steps, the other frequencies that resolve into it, with it, are things that resolve in 3 and 9. And so this value 5 to 8 can be used, but as a stair step to moving into the inclusion of frequencies that fill in and provide a platform for fulfillment. You cannot have fulfillment without the 9, without the 3. It would take some experimenting with frequencies to see how to resolve it. What will resolve 5 to 8? Those are the comments for now.
If someone wanted to use frequencies to help heal themselves, it sounds to me like each person would need a particular sequence based on the numerology of the frequency to counteract the areas of their deficiencies, so to speak.
When somebody has a distortion, they have a blank spot in a distortion in their expression of frequencies, in that they're taking in of frequencies. They have a frequency distortion, which does not allow them access, or a distorted access to certain frequencies. So playing those frequencies for them can help them to learn how to fill in their area of distortion.
Okay, and I have to say, we talked about the solfeggio frequency there, but Elena's particular question related to the frequency of 975 hertz.
975 is a very good frequency to resolve into. 7 is 16. Plus 5 is
21,
which is 3,
mm-hmm.
which is divine order, which is a basic building block in the area of the solution.
So, almost, would you say that most people would benefit from 975? My question is this a good frequency to pursue for the good of humanity in healing and growth?
Yes, and always test it out of the response of your own being and the response to people around you, and be careful to get the true frequency rather than a distorted frequency from some source that is not truly right on.
So if one is playing a frequency like that, it would be important to play a pure tone. Like if you're playing an instrument, any instrument, you could play a frequency of 975 hertz, but one instrument would have certain overtones and another one would have different overtones. And so
that is why it is important to tune to the purest frequencies.
Mm-hmm. So playing with an instrument, those frequencies would almost always include overtones, which could change the nature of the results. Whereas if you had an
or
electron...
Or could help the nature of the result.
Help, but it
if
would be
if the
hard.
Overtones are pure.
It would be hard to figure it out in advance. Like, would 975...
One can use experiment.
Yeah. If you, like, in particular, because Lena is a cello player, would you have any comments on that frequency through a cello?
One would need an instrument that would contain the sustained, the ability to sustain the desired frequency.
Okay. I think I'm just trying to see if there's any more questions for tonight. We only got 2 minutes, so we kind of covered it. I don't see anything. Double checking. I'll ask a question. When we were talking to the voice that identified itself as Jesus on Christmas Eve, when I played that audio, there was a comment where Jesus mentioned Ra'an and also mentioned the Ra group had an affiliation with another group of some sort, and the other group was the Nephilim, which I was not aware that the Nephilim was a soul group. The Nephilim historically were a group that was in the Bible, and I can't exactly remember the story of their entry into the Bible. Can you explain why Jesus said, tied Ra'an, the Ra group, as Ra'an, the first time I've ever heard anyone say Ra'an before, and the connection with the Nephilim. Is there a connection with the Nephilim, with our source, that identifies itself as Ra'an?
There is a past history where the soul group of the Nephilim have created a soul group in their desire to populate Earth with a viable race. There are beings that have manifested in their strong desire to make a viable race on Earth. And they work still to bring peace and sanity to the Earth population. They aid the Ra group and Ra'an where they can.
I could develop a whole line of questions around this, but we'll put that off for some other time. It's 7:57, and we are going to go to Whole Planet Healing Line. And the number is, if you don't know it, is 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and the code is 250-513, 250-513. So we're going to adjourn this call and move over there, and I think I'll keep it short tonight. Okay? I hope so. I will see you all later. Thank you for being here, and thank you for those that ask questions. And blessings to all of you, and those of you that are needing help. Please ask questions, as that person did about their parents and about their blocks. Because if you notice, they went in and they helped put energy around the situation. That we'll see if it works, but to help lift the block of that parent-child relationship that became traumatic. So we'll see you over on our other line if you show up, and thanks again.
Your conference recording has stopped.